Haynes has been without a permanent manager since May 2020, when they fired their chief administrator. The search resumed again last April when the top candidate declined the job. Last week, the Haynes Assembly selected two finalists for the borough manager job out of a group of 10, but this week, one dropped out. On the eve of his second interview, John Milan, Deputy Director of Public Works in Pasco, Washington, took himself out of the running. Interim Manager Aleka Fullerton confirmed via email. That left the sole remaining candidate, Annette Kreitzer, who appeared Monday evening via Zoom. She worked as a legislative aide for several Republican lawmakers and as the commissioner of the Department of Administration under Governor Sarah Palin and Sean Purnell. The borough manager is also chief personnel officer for the borough, managing all staff and departments. Assemblymember Cheryl Stickler asked Kreitzer how she handles employee performance.
You should recognize pretty quickly if somebody is struggling in their position. And then you can do a program of improvement. I mean, there's always this notice and due process of working with employees that you give them a program of improvement and so forth.
Assemblymember Carol Tyneman asked how she's handled the media and inevitable public criticism.
When you start doing things for political gain or for political reasons, that's when you're going to get in trouble. When you do things for the right reasons, you're following a process, you're following for me, it's the Constitution, the statutes, the regulations, and your ordinances, policy. When you're following those things, then you can assure yourself that you've done the right thing.
Haynes Mayor Douglas Olrude asked how she hopes the community will think of her performance after 2 years as borough manager.
I would hope that they would think that I brought stability to the position, that I have set up processes for personnel, if review what's there, but I think potentially setting up some more or personnel policy so that you don't have or maybe prevent some turnover that might not be necessary.
The public will have the opportunity to meet Annette Kreitzer in person this Monday, July 26. There will be a community meet and greet at the library at 5 p.m., followed by a third candidate interview at 6:30 p.m. there at the library and also broadcast via Zoom. After the Monday interview, the community can send questions, comments, or concerns to the borough clerk's office by 2 p.m. Tuesday, July 27th. The assembly is expected to meet behind closed doors at 5:30 p.m. Tuesday to discuss its options. An announcement is anticipated at the Haynesboro Assembly's regular meeting Tuesday night. In Haynes for KHNS News, I'm Corinne Smith.